this is Alvin, and welcome to the Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode, our guest is none other than Drew Wash, a longtime domain investor and entrepreneur of movingsites.com, a host of website communities designed to bring experts together. Today, Drew and I discuss his early days of domain investing, how domain development changed his life, the various business models, websites, and premium domains operated by Moving Sites LLC. And last but not least, something that I definitely can't wait to hear more about is an upcoming documentary about developing three premium domains into profitable businesses by NamesCon 2019. So with that, Drew, welcome, and thank you for making time to join us today.
Alvin, very cool to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So you and I guess crossed paths. I received an email from you just in regards to obtaining video footage from the NamesCon 2018 auction live, right? I think that's how we...
I was on, Names Pro, and somebody in the forum kind of said, hey, reach out to Alvin over here. I mean, he might have video. And I hunted you down and checked with you.
And unfortunately, I had video coverage of everything with the exception of the NamesCon 2018 auction. So boo to that.
Yeah. I'm still looking for it. So hopefully we'll come about it at some point.
Yeah. And if anybody's listening and knows of anyone, definitely we'll include Drew's contact information there on my blog on this actual episode so that you can contact Drew. So to kick things off, Drew, tell the listeners a bit about yourself, who you are, your professional and your personal background.
Okay. Well, I am a born entrepreneur, so I love to experiment, love to try new things in business. And I just so happen to be born at a time when hit that late high school time when you try to figure out how you're going to take on life. And this thing called the internet started to be big. So just a lot of lucky timing and a lot of different funny stories all came together, and I started to learn how to code and build websites and market those websites. And, through just trying to scrap and make money through college, found that premium domain names and in turn search engine optimization is a great way to generate business, and did exactly that. So I became a domain investor and just a search engine optimization expert, and use those domains to actually sell spy software.
Nice.
Yeah. So through affiliates, through affiliate links, and then even a little getting into the coding myself, sold spy software, paid my way through college, and shortly after college, for the betterment of everybody, including probably society, that business crashed just after cleaning my savings out to put the deposit down in my house.
Oh, wow.
So that was about 2003. So,
where did you go to college or attend college?
I'm a Buckeye. So Ohio State,
The Ohio State.
Yeah. I don't do the whole V thing, but, yes, the Ohio State University. So I'm a Cincinnati born and raised kid. Furthest I've ever lived from home is, 100 miles up the road in Columbus for those, 4 or 5 years as I was in college. So,
Nice. Now, Drew, I did a bit of research beforehand and found out, just before we get into the details, something interesting that struck me about your LinkedIn profile was discovering that you and your wife operate a travel agency or rather a website called planacruise.com. And so that struck me as intriguing, one, because it's a husband-wife duo, but then just planacruise.com. How did you come across this business, the domain, and,
Okay. So, well, that's actually, if you asked her, she would probably tell a little bit of a different story because I roped her in. So like I said, as an entrepreneur, I'm an experimenter. So I had, we work a lot in transportation, and everybody wants to work in travel, including me. Travel's fun. It's sexy. It's, you get to go out into the world. So my attempt to kind of move into travel a little bit. I don't do anything, halfway. I roped my wife and said, hey, you know, let's kind of learn about the travel industry. Let's both go to travel agent classes and learn how to do this. And because I'm a domainer, I did what I do and made sure I had some premium domain names lined up to do it. So I got, planetcruise.com is the one that I use for it currently, but we bought some other ones as well, like travelsocially.com, I think is us, and a couple other ones that we were looking to create some kind of business on. Currently just as a travel agency, but yeah, it's my wife currently is a travel agent. I'm also a travel agent, but she runs a travel agency because I roped her into it. Kind of a sore subject a little bit with her. So
so fortunately we don't have her on with this today, or it may be a different story, as you alluded to.
You'd need to get facial expressions. I'm sure it would show up in her voice, but I took her down to Fort Lauderdale and she fought me the entire time. Like, what am I doing with this? Like, this is insane. Nowadays it's kind of nice because we do love traveling, and she's gotten to help a decent amount of people book their travel. So, right. But really for the most part, I'm not that involved in it. As of some point, I might create, I have some different ideas for businesses on those domains, but it's a little outside of our standard business model. So I don't pursue it much.
Gotcha. And is it still in operation today? I assume that it is. Or
I think it directs to like a just some other travel page for her, like her homepage or something for a franchise. I honestly don't know too terribly much. I do know that if I ever go to code, the business ideas that I had for that domain name would be yanked, and it would be a standalone product, and she just would happen to be a travel agency with some new obscure, maybe less valuable domain at her disposal.
Gotcha. So then I guess getting back into, domain investing, how did you get introduced into domain investing?
It all goes back to spy software, actually. Back in, it was probably 2000, I think. I was an SEO guy, so search engine optimization, trying to figure out ways to top the search engines for keywords related to spy software. And me and the other guys, the main players in that industry, we're all trying to, we all knew each other and we were all competing against each other. And we started to figure out that domains mattered. And back then, I was getting, hyphenated domain names because they worked as well as anything else. And then one of the guys that I competed against made the crazy decision to buy spysoftware.com. No clue what's on that site anymore. Go at your own risk. But he I think he paid like $30,000 or something for it. It was like this unheard of sum for this college kid. And I was like, that's just crazy. But I mean, it ended up topping the search engines and outperformed our, hyphenated domain names. And it was kind of one of those first times I really saw that the domain name matters. It really is. It matters to creating business for websites and creating exposure for companies. And he made his money back, and it really sunk in that I needed to get away from the hyphenated domains and really start looking at more marquee domains, which is pretty much what I started to do.
Right. So how did you make that transition then? Obviously seeing that he had, paid that large sum of money in terms of $30,000 back then, like what was your next step after seeing his success? I mean, what did you start researching domains? Did you start, establishing your financing, or, what went through your mind to make that leap, that next leap from your hyphenated domains to premium domain?
Luckily I was, in addition to spy software, I was always working on other side projects. Like I said, I'm an experimenter. Like, I get an idea and I run with it. I'm not held back by fear. like some, like I will run for it. And if it fails, then so be it. That's just a nice lesson learned. But I had other websites running at the same time. Some of our larger sites actually were even up. So like transportreviews.com was up and running back then. and starting to generate revenue. So I've bootstrapped it all the way. So I bootstrapped my way towards a couple smaller domains, including autotowing.com, which right in that time frame of at the end of Spy Software is when I found, I think, Snap Names and some of the auctions, mm-hmm. and started to invest in those expiring domains. And I found autotowing.com. And then it gets a little haywire from there. That's when the big money started to get spent. I think I got autotowing for like 9,000, which was my first line of credit domain name, which, I mean, 9,000 for me back to, even then, it definitely required a line of credit. And
right. Cause you were in college, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. As of that point, I was just out of college, kind of rather broke actually.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Spy Software just, kind of just crashed. Windows and Microsoft kind of started to figure out that, hey, you know, we might not want to give, programmers access to all this data on the backside of things. And they started to put up security to prevent, monitoring software from being something that could run easily on a computer. And I pivoted to get out of that because there was no, you know, the money was going away. But transport views and moving and transporting vehicles ended up being what was generating the money back then. So I bootstrapped it into some reasonable domains. The big move, though, was in 2007. That's when I literally mortgaged my house. I had autotowing.com and I kind of launched a business on it, and I was starting to generate some revenue and starting to make some money off of it. It was a directory of towing companies and roadside service companies. And the lesson that I had learned previously with Spy Software is, yeah, I might have autotowing.com. I might have some business generating on it, but it can be taken away if somebody gets the better domain. And when you're sitting on autotowing.com, you might think, well, what's the better domain? Towing.com. So, right. So I mortgaged my house.
Now, were you married at the time?
Oh yeah. 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 I was married.
How did that go?
It went okay. Actually, it was, I had proven the concept well enough to her for her to allow me to take the risk.
Right.
And, so yeah, she was pretty much on board. I negotiated with the guy for well over a year, a guy named Randy out in California, and he was the original registrar and he had it. And he said, we finally came to terms, and I'm scared to death because everything I ever had was on one single check. We didn't use escrow. We didn't, this was two people meeting over the internet. And I was so scared that I flew with the check out to California, had dinner with him and his wife and his son, and gave him the check and pretty much just prayed that he transferred the domain, which we sat in his living room in Northern California, crazy wine area. And he did it. He transferred the domain name and I became the owner of towing.com, which is really when things have taken off for us. We went from being scrappers to, towing.com's it's a successful example of a premium domain name turned into a revenue generating business.
Gotcha. And so now what did you notice in terms of going from autotowing.com to making that transition to towing.com? Obviously there are search engine implications, but then just credibility wise, like were there any noticeable differences or just, was it a subtle shift?
It was rather immediate. It's slow but immediate. We went from showing up for some keywords related to towing to even after the search engines over a decade it's changed how they handle domains and how, towing's a very local service. So there's right. a lot of local providers and things that block us and get in the way of our rankings. But towing is still, it ranks consistently really, really high. Did from nearly, I think, 45 days after we got the domain, it started to rank well, and we've kind of never looked back. I think it's last look, I think it's like 1.3 million search engine impressions in the rankings every month.
Wow.
Which is just for something obscure or kind of obscure like towing. It amazes me. It really is a success. It's all because of the premium domain, all because of the search engine optimization that we've been able to do on it. And I'm very blessed with that crazy, risky entrepreneurial journey to go out there and get that domain.
Wow. Wow. Now, you know, that's interesting in terms of, you know, you're mentioning that. And then I just kind of think back and I go, okay, so towing.com, I guess kind of walk through the business model, I guess, at a high level, if you will, in terms of what exactly is towing.com.
Okay. Well, it's towing.com is simply a place you go. If you break down on the side of the road, pull out your cell phone, you can Google towing or go to towing.com. GPS in your phone shows you the providers right in your area. So our model, and the reason why this works, and this is essentially what we are, our business model that we hang our hat on, is this exact same model. It takes a premium domain name that any company in that industry would love to own. So for example, all the towers in the nation, 30,000 of them or so, they'd love to own towing.com at some level. The only thing is, realistically, they're probably not, it's not valuable. They can't go out and buy a $180,000 domain name. You know, I think we paid $175 for it. And it doesn't make sense for a local company to do that. A local market's not going to benefit from it.
Right.
So essentially, it's essentially timeshare. They don't have ownership in the domain name, but it's us taking this big national property and breaking it up into a bunch of little local parts. And the local towing companies pay us a low monthly fee to be listed in that area on the premium domain name. So, you know, the companies that you see on towing.com, they pay a small monthly fee to be on that site. And they get direct business from it, from the people using towing.com, but then they also benefit from it because it helps them in the search engine and helps them generate direct internet exposure. Because of course, a premium domain name like towing.com linking to their website and their company's information does nothing but help them in the search engines and generate business. So that's been a really great model that's all based on, you know, us being willing to go out and spend the big money on a domain name and then share that premium property with a bunch of small or smaller players.
Gotcha. Now, what other properties in addition to towing.com does Moving Sites operate?
Well, we're called Moving Sites because we do a lot in moving and transportation. That's kind of where that name comes from. We own movingcompany.com as well. That was one that my wife fought me on for good reason. We got that one. We bought that and it ended up, we didn't know it when we purchased it. I think we got it for, you can look it up in the record. I think it's like 205, the most expensive domain. We've bought the date and, it had a manual action on it for the search engines. It was a bad asset. So we've been battling, since we bought it years ago, to recover that domain. We've had mild success, but realistically we have a great domain, but it was poisoned before it got to us. And
and what insight would you add to that, knowing that? Because that's something that, you know, I think at times if you're out there, you're seeing domains, you know, you've kind of got the glitter in your eye of, oh my goodness, I can't believe this domain is available. It's out there. But now, you know, knowing your experience of moving.com and being on the other side of having a tainted domain, like what do you recommend or what would you suggest in regards to I guess doing your due diligence?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to find out what others do. My experience is the domain's still a valuable property that I would still buy it again. It makes money. It's not able to deliver the lucrative value that towing.com does for towing companies because it's slower in the search engines. So unfortunately we don't get to charge the premium rates. We don't get the high amounts of traffic yet. it's just a matter of yet. Over time, it will increase. It's just, it's been a little bit of a disappointment, but the asset's there. So we have passed on domain names because they couldn't or wouldn't confirm whether there is a manual action on it in the webmaster tools and things, which that's the only thing that I could say to do due diligence wise would be ask them to kind of confirm or to certify that it's that there's no manual actions against it.
Right.
But realistically, when we buy a domain name, we're buying it. We're not expecting traffic on it day one. We know that that's our role is to turn, you know, the property, that blank canvas of premium real estate, and build something on it that generates, you know, business and value for users. So while we have had it prevent us from buying domain names, it's not very common that we really, it would only be if somebody is really pushing the price and saying, I'm only selling it at this really high price, and we could only justify it if that domain is sparkling clean and just ready to go from day one, which is why we held off on whatever. I can't remember which domain it was, but we held off on one of our domains that we really, really wanted to get. But they kind of went radio silent on us once we started the push for whether it was a clean domain. And so, yeah, I don't really have advice. I'm always open to it. But realistically, when we go to buy, we're willing to spend the money and we just do it and figure it out from there.
Right. Now, and I know we use the term premium domains, but then, you know, what is your definition of premium domains? How do you define it in regards of looking at domains as assets in terms of knowing that you have, like, for instance, towing.com, you know, obviously that's one, but then what qualifies, you know, as a premium domain to you?
For us, we deal in generic exact search terms, all .coms. So we're looking for the marquee industry defining terms. So for example, towing.com represents the towing industry. We have actually a lot of other towing domain names, all dealing with towing. Then we have movingcompany.com. Let me see. At the live auction, we bought bodyguards.com, which it's an exact.
But the NamesCon.
Yeah, that was at the NamesCon. So,
okay.
So we bought bodyguards.com. And once again, that will be most likely the exact same thing. If you're looking for bodyguards, some kind of local or security service, you'll be able to find them on that site. So not yet, of course, but so we look for those premium generic. Ideally, we want them to have a tie to our existing businesses in moving, transportation.
So you're right there in that, like you said, the moving, transportation, or logistics.
Correct.
That's your sweet spot then. That's where you found quite a bit of success.
Yeah. Because we already have good, you know, good sites, good search and optimization, we can kind of launch a new site and, you know, tweak it in such a way that the new site can benefit usually pretty quickly and start generating revenue, which of course is the goal, is to put these sites up and make as much, you know, get them generating and making the money back on that, the money that you spend. So we have a pretty good business model to do that. But it does require, you know, as quick, it's just like if you were to buy a property, build a building, you know, apartment building on it, you know, that apartment building might look really pretty, but unless you have people paying to rent those spaces, it's not going to do much for you. So by just having a spoke from our existing businesses, a tie to it, then it helps us get things going right from the get, you know, day one. It's launched, we can talk to current customers and hopefully get some business and sales day one and get things moving.
Right. So why this, I guess, this affinity with transportation, moving, and logistics?
It's kind of just my, somehow along the line has been just where my background ended up. My dad's a truck driver. Back when I was, I mean, we're talking kindergarten, back when you can actually ride in the cab of your dad's, you know, semi truck, he took me around in his routes and took me into his you know, terminal. And they showed me around the office and showed me around all the docks and all these trucks and two wheelers and forklifts running around all over the place. And I remember saying, like, I want to do this. This is so great. And my dad, luckily, kind of, he grabbed me, took me to the office and said, I don't want you out there with, you know, the guys doing the trucking and the warehousing. I want you in the office. I want you to go to college and do more with transportation than just, you know, trucking and run a truck. And somehow or another, you know, 15 years later or so, that's exactly what I did. My degree is in transportation and logistics, actually.
Makes sense. Yeah. So then you're really capitalizing on really a bit of personal, educational, as well as professional experience then, to have been able to have developed, these properties such as towing.com. And I think you said cardtransport.com and then transportreviews.com.
Yep, exactly.
How many domains do you own or does Moving Sites own?
I get that question and it varies. I think that we're right around a little over 600 domains.
Okay.
Around 500 of them are what I would call premium domains. Some of them are just, you know, stay up late one night and register a domain that sounds good. And, but yeah, you know, so about 500 premium domains, that are pretty quality that could be developed. And I should say, when we buy domains, we buy them to develop. We don't speculate. Well, 99% of the time we don't speculate. We buy a domain with the purpose of developing it for a purpose.
Right.
Which is why, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we do not own a huge portfolio, but the portfolio we own is very valuable to us and we don't really look to sell them. We do sell them, but we typically aren't out to sell. We're out to buy.
Right. Okay. So then you said a roughly around about 500. Then what percentage would you say are actually developed into websites versus maybe redirected or versus parked?
Nearly zero. I mean, we for a while, we developed a lot of them really poorly. But as what I think it was the Penguin Google update or something, domain names really took a hit as to how they were treated in the search engines. So we got rid of all of our kind of feeder sites and sites that really didn't bring much value to the user and just redirected them to our main site. So I'm guessing we have less than a dozen actually developed sites and probably three or four of them that I would even care to name.
Right.
We really tried to pull everything in and concentrate on our main sites. And we're just now getting ready to kind of expand it again. We think we have something that works and we're going to try to duplicate it repeatedly now. So we'll see how it goes.
Right. Now, is that something that you would recommend in terms of other website owners or developers? So for instance, you know, let's say someone has, typically a small business or medium-sized business or any business at all, typically has a primary website that, you know, they're operating. But then do you recommend or have you seen great benefit, obviously, having additional domains under your belt or as a part of your portfolio and then redirected to that primary site?
If you use it well, yes. We don't always use it well, but when we do, we see as much success with a redirect as we do without.
Right.
So for example, I would highly recommend, so in towing, for example, we own roadsideservice.com and a bunch of secondary sites.
Mm-hmm.
We found that if you redirect a domain name to a section or what I call a content silo, a part of the site that's specifically all that content is for that subject. So in this case, like roadsideservice.com, if we redirect it to roadside service related content, you can do rather well in those keywords. But if you just redirect it to the homepage, you'll get a little bit of a boost. But it's realistically, you're not going to pick up all that extra, you know, keyword specific traffic.
Right. Now, do you measure, so Do you measure any of that traffic that you're redirecting from those domains? Like, are you using Google Analytics to be able to tell, okay, well, roadside service.com or roadsideassistedservice.com, you know, it's redirecting, you know, 50 visitors, 100 visitors a month, or is it just a blind redirect where you don't even track metrics?
The metrics are out there. I don't concentrate on them much, though. So we have analytics across pretty much all of our sites,
right.
just Google Analytics. I could probably figure it out, but in reality, only when we want to spend time on it for the purpose of moving us closer to our mission,
right.
or the mission of the site. So of course the mission is to help our customers win, which is all of our sites. That's what they do is, you know, towing.com. It helps small businesses, it helps towing companies win. So generating more traffic, yes, that helps them win. So, you know, we might look at the analytics when we kind of have an initiative to see if we can do better. But realistically, there's always so many opportunities and so many things you need to do,
right.
We measure what we care about. That's not really one of the things that we care about on a, you know, going and look at the analytics.
Correct. And likely is the case, you know, I would say due to one of the reasons you own that premium domain.
Yeah.
And so you have bigger fish to fry.
Correct. The beauty of it is we see people, you know, use secondary domains. They'll shoot up in the search engines by using different tactics. And then because we have such a premium domain, all we have to do is tweak a couple things and, over a course of a month or so, we can regain our position or, you know, increase in ranking. You know, it's a little bit of a cat and mouse game. We can be the fast follower rather than the leader because of that premium domain. So somebody will show us a great way to rank well, and we just duplicate it and hopefully do it a little better. And then the premium domain takes care of giving us the advantage to take them over. So it's not rocket science. We don't really do anything that's cutting edge.
Right.
It's just basic business that's effective.
Exactly. So then shifting gears a bit here, and we'll come back to a little bit about the movingsites.com, but then also noted or run across or discovered that you also have a company, I guess it's Valley Solutions, Inc.
Correct.
Where you buy, sell, and then lease premium domains. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about the role that Valley Solutions, Inc. plays in the domain industry, as well as your role as president.
Okay. Well, that's Valley Solutions is the asset holding company that I run. So all of our domain names, towing.com, bodyguards, all of those are actually owned by Valley Solutions. And they all, so when we want to develop a site, we set up a lease agreement between moving sites and our asset company. So the way we're actually set up is we can lease domain names and develop them whether we own them or not. So if you had, for example, a premium domain name, you're like, hey, I've always wanted to develop this. It seems like it would fit perfectly with your business model. Let's run a partnership on this in some way. We would be able to say, yeah, let's put together a lease. We'll lease it for some monthly amount or some, you know, contract on the back end. And then we would develop, manage, and operate that business on the front end with moving sites. So they're very much separate entities and different purposes. But Valley Solutions is the asset side of it. So if we do something stupid on the moving sites operation of the business, you know, Valley Solutions is actually who owns that asset, and they can choose what to do. And the lease is what protects us from selling that domain out from underneath ourselves, I guess you can say. But
right.
But yeah, all the domains are there. That's just Valley Solutions. I'm from the Mill Creek Valley and here in Cincinnati. Dates back to my earliest business from the Valley, and that's where Valley Solutions comes from. And so, yeah, that's just this kind of little silent company that sits in the background. But all of our domains purchased, sold, anything, all of it happens to Valley Solutions. Anything that we create and operate all happens on moving sites.
Gosh. And then do you also help individuals or companies find domains?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have. I've definitely helped and advised friends and family on buying domain names. And I love it. This is what I do. Business is, it's just part of who I am. Been doing it since first grade when I sold, sold school supplies and different things back then. And origami. But, I love it. Like, I love doing this. And when people tell me they want to start a business, one of the first things I do is try to find a premium domain or something to go with it. And so I mean, it's not something I do for hire, but I mean, right. I guess I could if somebody really needed advice, but realistically, it's fun and passion for me.
Now, have you ever tried or attempted to develop a non-premium domain name?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've done it occasionally. Transport Reviews, for example, I think is a non-premium domain name. I mean, it's pretty good generic, but when we created it, it was, we were creating a brand rather than a premium, you know, rather than right. generic. Let me see. Really, for the most part, I don't have any projects out there that are brandable domains or brandable products, but, I don't want to name them off because they're such a obscure things, but yeah, I've done a comedy site, right. back in, the early days. I did a comedy website, which is very, a very, very brandable name and got quite a bit of traffic, was on.
And it's niche.
Yeah. Yeah. Very niche. It was on Comedy Central, featured on there even. It was
nice,
but completely for the fun of it. Like, it just, you know, I think we sold a t-shirt once. Thanks, Mom. And it was, but yeah, it was, but no, for the most part, I'm generic.com nowadays. You know, we'll get, I might mess with it. I love right. business. If the business tells me, hey, go for something brandable, then so be it. Like, if, for example, if we did pay-per-click advertising where paid traffic, if that was our business model, or that's how we thought that we would generate our users, then I would completely do something brandable. Because our business model is based on search engine traffic, that's why we go generic.
Right. And you're referencing more organic search traffic than,
correct.
Than correct. PPC or, you know, just SEM.
Yeah, all of our sites currently, we do a little bit of pay-per-click to generate business leads, so customer leads. Mm-hmm. But we do zero pay-per-click advertising right now on any of our sites.
Wow.
To generate visitors. Those visitors find us naturally in the search engines and just through reputation of the domain and our roles in those industries. So yeah, it's all free.
Wow. Now that, well,
free, but based on that, you know, you got to go buy that domain name before you ever get to it. So no, it's not free, but we made the investment early, I guess you could say.
Right. Now, you know, shifting gears, you made me kind of a question that came up there where you said, hey, I focus primarily on generic, you know, category defining premium domains. So, you know, what are your thoughts in terms of like the new GTLDs or top level domains?
Well, I think I own 2.net domains. I own 1.org domain. But just recently with the launch of .app, that's the first time I've ever dabbled in other extensions.
Right.
I think we bought around a dozen, 12 to 20 rather premium domains. But we did that because, one, it's backed by Google, but it's also, it makes logical sense. I'm a very logical, I like to think it through and have dots connected.
Right.
And .app makes sense mainly because .coms rule the search engines for web traffic. .app, there's a whole app store where search matters. And right. I think that there's it's all it's going to do is move more and more towards a web type platform. .app, it's a little bit of a speculation, but I think that .app's going to rule app search.
Right. So we go from really native applications to more like progressive web apps.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So we went out and bought, some pretty big ones. I'd love to have the .coms, but we only have the .app, like wedding.app was, we bought that like day two, I think.
Wow.
Back when it was expensive, and we put some money into it behind things, and that's okay. I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do with them.
Wow. Yeah. I think so. I registered one dot app. It was actually event planning dot app. Mm-hmm. Obviously not the, not event planner, but hey, it's still a searched phrase. And oh, yeah. So, yeah. And I looked at it and I said, hey, if I were to develop something that's going to be around, I mean, it could, you know, that could go a number of different ways in terms of directory, or you could list event planning apps if you wanted, but yeah, I invested in that one. And that was actually just a hand registration, mm-hmm. once it opened up to the general public. So
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, exactly. So that thought had crossed my mind about whether or not you, or rather Moving Sites, would find itself playing in that arena of developing, some of the new GTLDs.
Yeah. For the most part, the dot app, we are not an app development company. I mean, we have, our coders are all web, including myself. I'm a web developer. So we do all front end web development, well, full stack web development. So nowadays there's quite a bit of crossover between web and app technologies. So I don't know what it looks like. I don't have anybody in here really that even knows what it looks like, but the idea of launching a, you know, an app similar to our business model that we use on the web, it's going to end up happening, but we're talking, you know, probably a year or two out for us.
Right.
So, you know, like usual, we bought it with the idea of developing it. Just it's out there on the timeline a little bit. But yeah, it's the first time I really saw something and saw the opportunity beyond, because searchengineoptimization.com's king still. You can do stuff with other extensions, but it's that .com is just that authority, which realistically is what my company deals with, is authority.
Right.
Whether it's through the domain name, or whether it's through a role in an industry, or even an individual or a celebrity, if we can take that authority that they have and cast it over a larger amount of smaller companies, that's what we do.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned that you have employees. So how big are both companies?
Right now, I think we're sitting at 7 people. It's going to scale up somewhat quickly here. We're getting ready to grow. It's one of my restrictions, though. I never plan on being larger than 12 people. We'll see if I can keep that. But I like having a cap. So right. I try to restrict it to 12. We're currently at 7 people. And, you know, half of us work in the office. Half of us are remote most of the time.
Gotcha. So then, you know, shifting gears here, then obviously what's next for movingsites.com? You know, specifically, I know that you talked about there's an upcoming documentary. So I know, definitely share with our listeners a bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. So we are sitting in NamesCon when I sat and looked at that list of domain names that they were going to have up for live auction. Some of them fit our business model, and I've been wanting to grow our company. I mean, we grow as it is, but I've been really wanting to take our business model of putting directories on premium domains and really scale it. And so I'm setting an ambitious goal for our company, and that is we want to take 3 premium domain names, not just one, not two, but 3 premium domain names, and plan the business, create the websites and the business, and then launch it, sell it, get it up and running, all within 6 months, all generating over $25,000 total in monthly reoccurring revenue, all hopefully by NamesCon 2019. That's the premise of the documentary. So we're taking premium domain names and from scratch, like just premium domain name and building a business using just our experience so far. And I will tell you, we're a 7-person company, but there's no chance of us doing this without changing significantly. Right. So it's a very intimidating goal that we're setting. But yeah, we're going to launch 3 businesses. The only one that I know that we're going to do so far as bodyguards.com. That's one of the ones that we purchased. The other two, I'm a little undecided. So those will be probably some of the first episodes, is deciding which domains we're going to use, or acquiring even a new domain if we don't have one. And yeah, it's the name of it is From Thought to Profit is what we're going with. And we're going to have some information on fromthoughttoprofit.com, where you'll be able to register and find out information as it comes around. It's just going to be a web documentary. So I have some video people that are going to be recording things and editing it together. And we're going to be putting out, it's going to be like 8 to 10 minute episodes weekly, starting sometime in August or September. And the episodes will be episodic, which basically is the fancy term that I learned on Google. That means each episode is going to have a story. So the idea that as you go to create a business, you're going to run into issues.
Right.
And as we run into issues, we're going to have to figure out the solution. So each episode will be us encountering an issue and us figuring out the solution. So the hope is that other ambitious people, other people that are out there looking to start a business, other domainers that have this great domain and they're like, man, I just wish somebody would buy it, but maybe I'll just develop it instead. Whatever it is, they can see it as less of a domain name, more of an opportunity to develop a business. And they can see how we do it. It's really not that intimidating. Of course, we have a little experience and I'm a programmer, so there's code involved, but man, it's a lot of fun. And we just want to show people how it's done.
Right. No,
or
no,
fail trying, which I put success at maybe, I think our chances of success are about 40%. It's early, so we'll see. Hopefully
right.
Odds go up at some point, but there's a very likely, a high likelihood of failure. So
right.
Pretty good reason to tune in and see how if it's working or not. So,
right. But I think that is just, you know, the very essence of it all in terms of when you step into the domain industry. And it was an episode. Matter of fact, I just recently did an episode about why a domain investor should consider domain development, you know, to diversify, because obviously, I mean, you can buy a domain, you can flip it, you can park it, you can do a long hold, you can lease it, but then there's something about development that, you know, out of all the others, it seems to lend itself. Yes, there's great risk involved, but in my opinion, it seems to lend itself to one of the greatest rewards.
Yeah, it's development of premium domains. Like, it's, I hang my hat on it. Like, I literally mortgaged my house on that whole idea of developing premium domains. Is it's what I do. It's what I'm excited about. It's I definitely highly, you can take, and I listened to that episode, so I hear you talk about it a bit, but you can take that premium domain, in some cases, put up a very basic website. We have domains that we actually have plans to do it on. It's just, it's kind of small potatoes, so we don't do it. But what's small potatoes for us is not necessarily for other people. But, you know, we take this premium domain, do some basic, like 16 hours of learning how to do some HTML, and you'll be able to put a website up. If the domain's premium enough, you can easily make $3,000 to $6,000 in recurring revenue monthly.
Right.
Which you figure that out over the course of what it's going to take you to finance a domain or whatever. And it's good money. It's a living. It's reoccurring and passive, because typically there's not a lot of turnover or churn. I highly recommend it. It's a good business model.
Right. And I think that's one of the things of you, how you found success has really been based around your ability. One, obviously you have a software development or engineering background, but then I also liken that to, there's a personal experience that you've been able to combine the two. And then in addition to that, you mix in premium domain names. And so now you have something.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, you go out and buy a domain name that you may not have experience in, or you don't have a development background. And so you, you know, you're mixing a lot of weaknesses, but not coming up with necessarily a strength, versus yours is you've mixed a matter of strengths, you know, to create this one, I guess you'd say, colossal kind of powerhouse or juggernaut, in terms of the sites like towing.com. And so a bit of that, you know, it's like, would we have the same story if you were to go out and purchase another domain?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of the question. It all started somewhere, though. It all started with that, you know, the spy software domains and figuring it out. I may, of course, experience now allows me to be able to make a big investment and have a feeling, you know, rather confident that the money's going to come in off a domain. I had to learn everything that I know as of this point. Little of it was taught in college. It was all just learned on the internet, just YouTube videos and, you know, Code Academy and,
trial and error.
Yeah. It's just figuring it out, and just grinding and grinding at it. And, the nice thing is if you have a premium domain name already, or something that you just kind of got lucky enough to stumble across, and now there's a whole industry around it, but you're just kind of waiting for a payday. Skip that future payday and go for a lifetime of reoccurring revenue is pretty much the way that we go with it.
Wow. Wow. So then wrapping up here, I mean, if you had to do it all over again, would you do anything different?
I would go a little faster to where I am, probably just from the experience. But no, it's been one hell of a journey, and I've really enjoyed it.
Wow. Wow. So then, I mean, obviously in terms of, because I know I asked that question to some people and they're like, oh, they do have pivotal points or moments that stick out. But I love hearing that, you know, it's like what you lived is what you lived. But you've also taken those past experiences and you're applying them to future ones, mm-hmm. Which is exciting to hear. So what would your advice be to someone wanting to start a website about a passion or an interest? Like, what would you tell them? Hey, here's the first thing that you should know.
A passion or an interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes down to whether it's passion or an interest or to make money.
Right.
That would be the key difference. Passion or interest, just do whatever. You know, I'm a journaler, so I journal all the time, or frequently. And what I find out is when you journal, a lot of people, because it's passion, it's you dumping your heart onto a page and trying to figure out life. A lot of people don't want, they feel they need to write in proper format or follow some unspoken rules on how to do it.
That's good.
But the fact of the matter is when you're doing something that you're passionate about, that you're interested in, if it's coming from your heart or your love for something, just do it. Just take the action necessary to give your chance to learn and to do something. That action, it just grows and grows, and you're going to learn new things and get better and better at what you do, whether it's journaling, creating websites, sharing your story. It just takes experience, but taking those first steps is vital.
Gotcha. So last but not least, is there anything you would like to share with listeners?
You know, I really, for the most part, I'd love to have everybody watch that. Check out the documentary. So you'll be able to go to fromthoughttoprofit.com. You'll be able to sign up for a waiting list, and basically a mailing list, I should say. And we'll let you know when the episodes start to air. And really, our goal with that is just to bring value. You know, we're not, it's really not made, it should be entertaining, but realistically, it's going to be a fun journey that we'd love people to watch and join and interact with us as we go on it.
That's good. That's good. And with that, hey, we're out of time. So Drew, man, thank you again for joining us today and sharing your domain investing story and entrepreneurial journey, developing premium domains into business models.
Alvin, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Kickstart Commerce, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. Last but not least, please subscribe to this podcast via Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Podbean, or however else you desire to listen to this podcast. And then please visit kickstartcommerce.com, and in the right hand corner, look for the Daily Scoop newsletter and sign up for that. And like I said, you'll get basically inside tips and tricks, whether it's in regards to search marketing, WordPress fixes, tips and tricks, and then domain investing strategies to help grow your business. So thanks, and that's all for now.